so, we must always and everywhere remember that as members of the mystical body, we must not give in to human respect. Human respect has caused a terrible compromise within the mystical body, for under the guise of human respect, we have elected officials that work contrary to the mission of Christ and the mission of the Church. Indeed, some who even call, whether subtly or openly, for the suppression of Christianity because it has had its time. And often this comes from the mouth of politicians who themselves are members of the mystical body of Christ. And so we can see very clearly why our Lord warns us against this vice of human respect, for it causes us to compromise the doctrines of Holy Mother Church, and ultimately it causes the lack of that virtue which is particularly present in today's gospel, the virtue of charity. And so we must always and everywhere remember what true charity is. True charity is that we keep our minds and our hearts on the Lord, and that we desire for our neighbor what we desire for ourselves. If we desire heaven for our neighbor, then we come to realize that it comes at a great price. It comes at a great price, in which we must not take the mentality of the Pharisees here, who were not interested in charity, but were interested in their own pocketbooks because of their investment in the fields. And so they would rather have seen the people starve than go in and take the few ears of grain that was necessary to sustain them. And indeed, we have seen in our own time how many millions of souls have died because of those who wish to preserve for their own wealth the goods of this world, the natural resources, as Pope John Paul II, I believe, on four occasions publicly called many nations to stop using food as a weapon in war, because no one had the right to deprive another human being, no matter what they were doing, of that which was necessary to sustain even their physical life. And if we do not, as it were, work earnestly to sustain the physical life of the poor, then it is virtually impossible for us to go in and accomplish that mission which is most important, that is, the receiving of Christ in baptism in their spiritual life. And so, charity is an all-encompassing virtue that touches every part of human life, and the Lord tells us not to compromise it in the name of human respect, as the Pharisees sought to entice the disciples into doing in this day. But the apostles went forth and led them, and so they did not give in, but allowed the disciples to take that which was necessary on the Sabbath day to sustain their life. And so let us particularly pray for our leaders within the mystical body of Christ, most primarily the Holy Father and all the bishops of the world, especially those who are in union with him, that they may continue to lead and to feed the disciples of Christ with the sound doctrine of Holy Mother Church, and that imbued by that doctrine, every member of the mystical body may go forth and seek that which is most precious to the Lord, that is, the untold souls who await conversion to Holy Mother Church, and there, once received by her, truly can work out their salvation in fear and trembling, with the complete confidence that God will stand by them always and everywhere in this life, in order that they may come to enjoy him for all eternity in the life to come.